Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled, Control Your Desires. Today's meditation was written by Dr. Emmanuel James. We shall take our Bible reading from James chapter 1, verses 14 to 15. James chapter 1, verses 14 to 15 reads, But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then, desire when it has conceived gives birth to sin, and sin when it is fully grown brings forth death. I have just read from the English Standard Version. Cain and Abel were brothers, and one day they both brought an offering to God. They each presented what they considered good. Abel and his offering were accepted, while Cain and his offering were rejected. The outcome of Cain's offering should have been a clear message. He needed to find out what God truly desired so that his next offering would be accepted. Instead, he allowed his desire to kill his brother to take root. God, however, interrupted this dangerous desire, warning Cain that he could still stop his evil intention before it led to sin. See Genesis 4, 6-7. Despite this warning, Cain chose to act on his desire, which resulted in sin, and ultimately, he was driven out of God's presence. We do not sin simply because we are tempted. We sin because we yield to temptation. Sin cannot force itself upon a believer. It seeks cooperation, which it gains by taking advantage of our desires. If we learn to control our desires, they will not lead to sin. However, if we do not, these unchecked desires will inevitably produce sin. Desires are a product of the mind. A renewed mind will produce renewed desires, while an unrenewed mind will produce unrenewed desires that lead to sin. If you want to live a sin-free life, you must learn to control your desires. You can achieve this by renewing your mind through the truth of God's Word. See Ephesians 5, 26 and Romans 12, 2. Go into today knowing that the secret to a sin-free life is to continuously renew your mind through the Word of God. Make the Word of God the standard for your life. Dear Lord, as I commit myself to studying your Word, open my eyes to see the truth that will renew my heart. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Proverbs 13. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Proverbs 13.
A wise child heeds a parent's instruction, but a mocker does not respond to rebukes. From the fruit of their lips, people enjoy good things, but the unfaithful have an appetite for violence. Those who guard their lips preserve their lives, but those who speak rashly will come to ruin. A sluggard's appetite is never filled, but the desires of the diligent are fully satisfied. The righteous hate what is false, but the wicked make themselves a stench and are filled with shame. Righteousness guards the person of integrity, but wickedness overthrows the sinner. One person pretends to be rich, yet has nothing. Another pretends to be poor, yet has great wealth. The rich may be able to ransom their lives, but the poor cannot respond to threatening rebukes. The light of the righteous shines brightly, but the lamp of the wicked is snuffed out. Where there is strife, there is pride. But wisdom is found in those who take advice. Dishonest money dwindles away, but whoever gathers money little by little makes it grow. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. Whoever scorns instruction will pay for it, but whoever respects a command is rewarded. The teaching of the wise is a fountain of life, turning a person from the snares of death. Good judgment wins favor, but the way of the unfaithful leads to their destruction. All who are prudent act with knowledge, but fools expose their folly. A wicked messenger falls into trouble, but a trustworthy envoy brings healing. Whoever disregards discipline comes to poverty and shame, but whoever heeds correction is honored. A longing fulfilled is sweet to the soul, but fools detest turning from evil. Walk with the wise and become wise. For a companion of fools suffers harm. Trouble pursues the sinner, but the righteous are rewarded with good things. Good people leave an inheritance for their children's children, but a sinner's wealth is stored up for the righteous. An unplowed field produces food for the poor, but injustice sweeps it away. Those who spare the rod hate their children, but those who love them are careful to discipline them. The righteous eat to their heart's content, but the stomach of the wicked goes hungry.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.